The next patient is Magdalena Hitt. The last name is H-I-T-T, first name, M-A-G-D-A-L-E-N-A. Number one, this is a 42-year-old white female that is following the clinic because of the presence of renal cysts. The latest ultrasound that was done at advanced MRI and imaging shows that there is no evidence of echogenic renal calcular or hydronephrosis. There is a very good cortico-medullary differentiation. Period. The previously noted red left renal cyst is not visualized in these images. And there is a moderate to severe fatty infiltration in the liver. The patient remains with an adequate kidney function. In the laboratory workup that was done on November the 3rd, 2023, the creatinine is 0.56. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The BUN is 12, and the estimated GFR is 118 milliliters per deciliter. The protein creatinine ratio is at 75 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Thyroid profile is adequate. Urinalysis is without activity in the urinary sediment. Number two, diabetes mellitus. This diabetes mellitus is followed by endocrinology. The latest low hemoglobin A1C 5.8. Following number, morbid obesity. The case was discussed with the patient. A plant-based diet was recommended. A low-sodium diet as well as a fluid restriction, no more than 50 ounces in 24 hours. And the recommendation to get the Weight Watchers application in her phone in order to identify the quality of the food that she is considering in order to make the adequate decisions was discussed. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number, the cyst that was present in the left kidney is no longer apparent. We are going to return the case to the care of the primary. Thanks a lot. I invested five minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and the imaging. 25 minutes with the patient face to face, and 8 minutes in the documentation.